begin the grind up in sechtes chagiga daf yutes. We begin the base. Begin the test. Malta begin the zigmar. But achtonim b'le bel yoyna. In the lower one, but not in the upper one. Now, mashmi mahacha. It sounds like over here, from the fact that the ketuvim in the lower one, even though there's no 40 song, the ketuvim is habachibra, that the flow from the 41 in the middle is would be considered a connection for the halachas of the mikvah. Now the difficulty with this is, but none of the Mishnah Maisla peg be'ez getting this toward in the second peg and getting up to zem and olive, and he took a flow by katafris, which what discussing mashka toifeach, when there's a liquid that's moist in the chibes not considered connection, not for impurity and not for purity, and if it won't help for mikvah, they were saying that it would. But more of a lomali gimel gam lomali is another question we have is like this: why is the case that when the brace is being have to be told about three pits? And 120, 140, 120. Betrays Sagi. What do you mean? If Katafis works, then two pits should be enough. Bezelchov, Bezelchov. You have 120, so 120, so. Bechardos, Marabados, and the flow should connect them. So Betezer Bentam, Bentam answers. Says that actually, these two questions really answer each other. That generally, you're right, Katafis is not a chibur. Here, the Shani Hocha, it's different because the Ikam Mikvah Shalom Be'emsen, there is a complete intact Mikvah of 40 Tzol in the middle. And therefore, that would be enough to connect that to that one, but not to go ahead and create a new entity of a full Mikvah. So it sounds like in the last paragraph of Zerah, the Bezim Manaf, Metech Pesh Rashi, Shpesh Ketafris, and Rashi explains, that's Gamami is Bezer Chav, Bezer Chav. When you have two pits, each 120, Bechardos, Mechabros, and you have this flow that's connecting them, we're not going to give them a Kedizach. Why is Rashi say over there that we say when Ketafris doesn't work, it doesn't say three like it says over here? I'm establishing time and shalach. Obviously, because he says the same reasoning to differentiate between when the middle one has a full mikvah when to when there's not. And Ma'atim, don't wonder. So then, if that's the case, how is the Gemara presumed to resolve from what we're bringing over here? Be'asai, the question that was asked. To table needles and small little forks in the head of the first person. From this brace of the three pits. But based on what we're differentiating, where there's a full share of a mikvah, it's better. So, like we mentioned before, that was the question. But the Gemara doesn't say, oh, the Shani Hasam here, it's different. Oh, with the pits, mikvah, because it's a complete mikvah, which you don't have by the case by the head of the first person, where it's only together with his foot touching that makes it into a full mikvah when it's on the top of his head. Because there, by the needles, you have another reasoning to say why it's better than all types of katafis. Because katafis is levered, mashabereisha shorishin. In other words, the water that's on the head of the first person, since it's ultimately going to go down into the water of 40 saw, we do it as a full mikvah of 40 saw because of gravity. So therefore, that's similar to the better type of case of the middle pit that has 40 saw and conscious the katafis of kitna, but it's not levered. And therefore, that's what we say that's negatively connected. Now, with what we're saying, you can answer another question that Rabbi Netam had, that by mikvah shalom, we say, according to everyone, ketafis is a chibur. The mashmas we get, something where they get the nitzik ketafis in the chibur that's not considered as a connection. Masri the Gemara concludes that when we say that tefech v'nasal tefech, when it's very moist, it'll make something else wet that's considered a connection. That's going in the mikvahs. But Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that he said that if the foot of the first one is still touching the water, the second one is going to be tar. Regarding the tila, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that's not considered as a connection. And that's what Ilfo, but it comes to teach that hands could be purified halfway. Now, Mashma Salih, Rabbi Yehuda might later. Also, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Nitzik and Ketafis is not considered as a connection. So, the El Kama, but previously the Gemara said, "My Rag Mishurish Negis Ben Mayim." That if the feet of the first one is still touching the water, Shein Etar, the second one is like Bitar. And there, yeah, you have Tefech and Naslat Tefech, but at the end of the day, it's Katafis. So, and the Gemara answers that Mikvahs are different, but the mission of Nitzik with Katafis is also regarding Mikvahs. So, obviously, Katafis, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is a Chibra. So, why does the Gemara ask anything on Rebbe Yehuda? Rather, obviously, says Taisa that Shani Hocha here it's different. Just Seifer layered because it's going to end up coming down, and that we said according to everyone, Ketav is going to be Chibur, and therefore again that proves Taisa's Chilik that he said. Umiyu, however, says Taisa Yishlitches Hachi could reject this proof. Delay Muki could be Huda. also the Mishnah of Nitzik Kitafris, Gakahi, only that part of the Tefech HaMelech LaTefiach. And Blitanya Bahadei Ahud Nitzik Kitafris wasn't said together with the case of Nitzik Kitafris. So you could say that actually Rabbi Yehuda would disagree on Nitzik Kitafris. And only by Tefech HaMelech LaTefiach we go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it wouldn't prove this point that it would even be like Rabbi Yehuda, that because it depends on if it has some added element to make it better than a regular Nitzik Kitafris. Additionally, Tesis says, according to this answer, this approach of the Tan of Sefer Leir Deshani, but who the big brass with the Zara? And brought in the last bringing with Zara also over there, Kabama Aru. So it's pouring, because it takes out the Ayin Nesach, Mechabes Labar. Someone's pouring from a barrel to a pit. So that would be problematic for the Ayin Nesach. Whatever is in the barrel, however, is going to be permitted. Why? Because the flow is not considered as a connection. Avagav to Sefer Leir, although ultimately he's going to end up going down, so that's seemingly not like a bit of time. So he says, no, Yishlachal, you could eventually be Nitzel Likatafis. Why? Because the Ein Derech Nitzel Lover Kim Derech Aver. A flow only comes to the ear and doesn't go down on the ground, and therefore, even though it's going to come down, it's not considered as a connection. Contrast to Katafis, which is flowing on the ground, which would be different. And the Gizzes Vechim Medamu, Hasam, and this is the Gemara compares over there, that megishta ubaskishta. In other words, that if someone put a rod from a barrel that's full through an empty one, and he puts the full one above, and the wine goes up until it finishes, so the Gemara says over there that anach nachri yodei leveva asrei rava. That the Gentile put his hand on top, and Rabbi said, forbidden for the whole thing, even what was in the full barrel. So, says the Gemara, Maminan, it's a chibur. Obviously, a flow is considered connected. Now, based on what we're saying, that Nitzik is only if it comes through the airspace, but there wasn't in the airspace, it was rather through a rod. So, why Belem Chashav Katafis? Why is it not considered as Katafis? And Katafis, we said according to Min Tam, where it's Sefer Leirid is considered a connection, like we see regarding when his feet are in the water, because Sefer Leirid is considered a connection. So, what's the Gemara asking over there on the Bryce of pouring from the barrel, coming through the airspace? That's what's not considered a connection, even Sefer Leirid. So, can't compare it to when the feet of the first person is in the water, because the Yain Shabbatecha Gishtim. In other words, the rod that's going down into the pit, it's not necessarily going to go down into the barrel. The contrary, it's actually the opposite. And the barrel is going down through the gishta into the bar. So you could say that this we learned about Sefer Leirid, that's regarding what's on the bottom and not what's on the top. So if so, the wine in the barrel is a katafris that's not Sefer Leirid, and therefore it's not connected. And according to that, that we just were saying Nitzig is not precise, because that's only in the ear space. Rather, it means to say that Nitzik and Ketafis, that we're doing by both of them, that they're not considered as a connection. Now, this goes back to our sugya that we learned that you could table in the bottom one, even though Ketafis is not a Chibur, which, like I said previously, remained Tam. Yeah, because when there's 40 saw, it's different. But for Rabbein Tam, I had to differentiate and say that this you could learn that from the feet of the second one touching the water, is because it's safe and layered. And if it's similar to the case of 40 saw. Not that it explains the sugya in a different way, and therefore comes out that it's different than the interpretation of Benatam. Says Lefima Shapeta Shari Hasam, the Mesach is Gittin. The question that we mentioned before, if Yehuda holds that the feet of the first one is touching the water is considered connected, even as Katafis, which contradicts what the Mishnah said that Nitzik Katafis is not a Chibra. So the re-answers, he says, Ahid the Nitzik with Katafis Misandilin Hashaka, and that is the water that's connected to the mikvah. Has the same halacha like the mikvah waters. That's told me Masechet Tyrus and Perikhes. Dum Yudereshim, which is, I mean, in other words, it's talking regarding Hashaka, not regarding anything else. Which similar to the ratio over there, the makal, moli mashkin tamein, v'shikala mikvah, that when you have a stick that's full of liquids, tamei, and you do Hashaka to the mikvah, that's going to be tar. So you could say that specifically by mikvah, it should be the holds. That Ketafis is a Chibra, not regarding Ashaka. And Tilsi Dam that Ilfa says, Zimata Ashaka, and that's what Ilfa is coming to be Mechadish. That's what the Reese is over there. So he calculates now based on that how to resolve our sugya. If you say that, so then us, then you have to ask anymore why by the upper waters and the lower waters are considered connected. Because you talk about Shapa, it definitely makes sense that the Hochel in Tfila, that Mahani needs to be Ketafis. Because now it's like similar to the Halacha Mekfayis, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ketafis as a Chibur. And if it's not difficult for him, needs to be Ketafis because that's regarding Hashaka. So this continues to explain our Sugya. Now, based on that, you could say that Vatul Lesbein Mem saw that even if the middle one would not have 40 saw, that Namatul Mekfayis, you would table by the bottom one. Because again, it is considered connected from Ketafis. So the wiser say that it has 40 saw. That's low boost low, yeah, that's why Chiddush will be up one, even though the middle one has 40 saw, a full mikvah, that they aim at feeling, but they don't table in it because we don't say good asik. Also, based on that, you could say that the Mishnah that needs to be Ketafah is not a Chibur, Rabbi Yehuda is going like a Behuda, and even though he says it's not a Chibur, meaning that's by Ashaka, maybe you would agree that Ketafah is not a Chibur. Again, it's not like Rabbeinu Tam, who said that Mishnah is not like a Behuda, but like the Rabban. Or Inami, additionally, this that you're saying that the middle one has 40 saw, is Lashmin to let us know that Philo Hafik turned the Sefer, but the Sefer is still that we learned in the Sefer of the Tesefta. Those who say that you can't tell even by the bottom one, because you're only say good achas, like it says, Vachomim imet feel el bam tzaz, you can only tell in the middle one. Apishash abam bam tzaz, although there's 40 in the middle one, then imet feel mtachtan, you can't tell at all on the bottom one. And that's the chiddush of the 40 saw. Basim arach, this is today, I was lengthy, but I shaykh al-chaklal, it's not applicable over here, all the differentiations between mikvahs and hashakar, rakhla kam lavash, rather later on, perkhim makhaj of chaval, and bezim nasim kabya, now I'm going to explain all these differences. So next test, I'm to begin with the Gemara, big day amma aretz, medjus la prushim. Consider the garments of amma aretz as if it's a medjus in regards to the prushim. Just to explain the reason for the gzera of the tumma of the big yam arutz and which tumma were the gezer on them. Starts Taisis, the reason is because the Hashem concerned Shem Yashva Ishtei Nidalein, because maybe his wife was a nida, because they're not careful in these halachas, so that's a nida sat on them. So therefore his garments are medras. Like we learned in the second peg in Chum, the Flamahe Mabez, Abel, Mishum Atma, but because of himself, like Hashem, we're not concerned. Because the Inimitam Besete, he does not contaminate by what he causes to move. But it's because of his wife. So it sounds like at the end of the parak in the second, the Gittin of Samaral and Beis, the bugging my ass. We should be concerned that maybe his wife doesn't need to cause it to move. So you see, that's what we're concerned about. The Taharas, so the seventh parak in Taharas, is if the thieves come into the house, in the Tomei, it's only Tomei, the place where the Gittin walked. But granted the beddings and the chairs and the earthenware vessels that are surrounded are with a seal, a tarn, they can be pure. Obviously, we don't consider the Amoritz as Ghana to be Tamil things by what they cause to move. Again, because for themselves, we're not concerned. Within the Mishnah in this eighth parak, someone dwells with Amoritz in the courtroom, and the guy forgot his vessel in the courtroom. Even if they're barrels that are surrounded with a tightly fast seal are tamei going to be tamei. Hasim mishvul ishtei shilasham. So that's because of his wife that's over there, but for himself, no. And Ted, you have to know this because not lishna the dealer, because we picked speaking with the terminology of hadar mamart, which that's with his wife over there, and that's why he said it because it's only her, his wife, but not regarding himself, and that's why his garments are tamei because his wife might have stabbed him. Achkashi, but says however, there is a difficulty. Not hasim leel b'nei, because we learned over there in the seventh parak, hamaniach hamaretz. Someone left hamaretz, but chaser in his courtyard. Bisman shiroya hanachnas v'yitzim v'hulu. If the owner could see who comes in, who goes out, etc. But bisman shiroya hanachnas v'yitzim. If he cannot see who comes and goes out, fill a movel, a fill a kofis. Claim. In other words, what's movel? Kofis means he's bound. What's movel? It means gidim. Someone who is amputee, he can't even walk. Still, I called him. Everything's a big tummy. Now, why things tummy? But don't say because doesn't not be there. It's also because of his wife. He says like you leave him over there. That's not correct. He just happens to be there, but his wife's not with him. So it sounds like he did the tummy is from the Amoritz himself. But more by Maya, fellow movable wasn't even movable. Is Rabusa, but what type of chiddush is that? Given the lab of tummy mishulish there, that's not the reason why the tummy is anyway. It's because of his wife. So what would be the chiddush in saying that he's bound or that he's amputee? So it says very nearly now. So there, it appears to me that actually. That the love taima mishum hesed. That you're right. The reason is not because of causing things to move. The reason in that case is because he's going to forge the documents because he's only can't walk because he's a gidim. And therefore they said everything is tummy, so that the Balabai should not let him go in over there. And with the Bahab and Balai sees who's coming and going, it's gonna be tar because of Khirai is not close when the Caesar comes in. Mirtis, then the person's afraid because then the guy's gonna be caught like a thief and not gonna forge anything. Therefore they're not gonna make anything tummy. So therefore it comes out that this thing when you leave him by himself, it's not even because of tumma. It's because of forgery of documents. And but all of the places, you're right, the Amarit would not be Metam Medes only because of his wife, that's Anida. Although there in that case, like we said, that's the problem for him himself, that's again for a whole different reasoning because of forgery. Avakasha, but Tess's board is difficult to me. Tess does bring many proofs that it seems like that the Amarit himself would be Metam Medes. And now, as we learned within the mission in the 10th paragraph, another base of Abba Abadon, but someone locks the house of the pressing, where they would squeeze out the olives. Bifnei Abadon, in front of the ones who would do the work. Loishim came to make medrus. Now there were vessels over there that had been tummy medrus. Through the Amaratzim. So they were concerned that they would get tumma from the Amaratz, meaning that the Amaratzim would become tummy from the Caleb. And then they're going to go out and make the base of Batame, although he's lacking everything, but the vessels there had Tama Medrash. So it says, Mashma the Tama Medrash sounds like that Tama Arts makes those stuff into Tama Medrash. The Son of Kamar, and shortly in the mission over there, it says, I'm going to abuse you. Well, why are the vessels Tama? In other words, why were the guys of Tama Arts to make a Tama, even if we don't know that they were Tama at all? Because the Amaratzim themselves are not Bekiyin in the Lachas of Hesed. They don't realize that a Medrus would be Metame Behesed. So therefore, even though he's careful from his own Tumah, but he's not careful from Tumah's Medrus. So it says, you see that the Amaratzim would be Metame Medrus. Because if not, why are we concerned over there that it's Tumah at all of the Kalim, the Metame Medrus, to make the Amaratzim, to make the Kalei B'Sabatam. But like more of another proof is, we find that the Chum made that they're like Zab for all their halachic purposes. So my Imitam Behesed, or Medrus could in Zab. So why wouldn't they be Imitam Behesed and Medrus just like a Zab does that? But more, but the girls are laying my youngest like Haman. We decreed on their springs from their body, whatever liquid comes out of Amma Arts. I think Mr. Lekaman later on, the girls are Reke, we decreed on his spill, like it did Mashka Zab and Zab, like the liquids that come out of Zab and Zab. And therefore, obviously, they are Metami. We're talking about a kuti, the table, and then he stepped on the garments of a chaver. That's a sfek sveka. Why? Because the imishum tumisama aretz, then atavale. And if it's because boil nida, so maybe he had been boil, which is within 7 days of his tefillah. So then the tefillah doesn't help. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it wasn't boiled, and the tefillah would help. They didn't even say that there was. So it's a suffix if what the blood that was there, and if it's not dam tummy. So essentially, it's a fake snake, and they're not going to burn the truma. But from the wording, Tesis is saying about that he stepped on the garments of the chaver. Ama eloi tavel. Obviously, if he didn't table, then Metam Medrash, he would be Metam Medrash because of Nalach of Amma Arts, which we're saying the Kuti would have. So we see that Amma Arts is Metam Medrash. So Vatir to Metam, Metam, from all these questions that we had, that we proved that Amma Arts does have his own Tama, not just like we said from his wife who was in Hazanida. The Vada in Metam Medrash Vahasid. No. Most definitely Amma Arts does not contaminate from Medrash Vahasid. Now, the Mishum Takansa Shuk Nagubo. And the reason is because there's the takana of the marketplace. Because I mean, like the Gemara says in general, we need people to help, and you have to be concerned about my arts in the time of Mahasin. And the ingoes in Gazelle at Tibur, and you cannot make a decree on the Tibur unless they could withstand such a thing. Therefore, they weren't geyser medrus on them arts. Welcome, Mashma, come in by Perkin. She'ein mitame, is the Gemara later on the Chav and Bey, she'ein mitame behesed. As the Gemara says, some of the donkey drivers and his workers were carrying tires, etc. We said, tires, that the tires are going to remain tar. And if he says, etc., go, and I'll come later, whatever, then it would be a problem. Master Gemara comes out, what's the difference between the Rishon and the Sefer? Shani Gemara answers, "B'mitarcha morva parla b'kach." When you table your donkey driver and your workers for this purpose, and therefore they remain tar, and there is no concern. The mashma sounds like from over here that Am Ha'aretz is not mitame behesed, and the proof is d'lemukel b'mitar that the only reason why we said that he purified his donkey drivers was rak mishum the kashle rish l'sefer, only because he had a difficulty from the rish the sefer. Like, actually, I didn't ask the Mitamah Behesed. Forget the Rish to say, but what I mean, the Rish itself should be problematic because the Amar should be Mitamah with causing it to move. Even if you're talking about barrels of earthenware, where you're not touching it, but Hesed should still be a problem. And obviously, Mishum the Kimli, the Limitamah, obviously, because the Gemara knew that Amar is not Mitamah Behesed. And the only difficult was the Sefer, was given in the Rish. Therefore, they had to give such an answer. Now, based on what we're saying, that Amar is not Mitamah Behesed, so what do you do all the questions? So that's the time it comes to explain now all the different cases. But he did Nida, and this regarding the Gemara Nida that we said that the Talav Olav Adaras, that we said, but if he didn't table, it sounds like he would Metam Behesed, that's Am Haaretz. So that's the time the truth is, Belay Tabal Metam Lebemaga, that even without tabling, he would only be Metam with touch. So then, that's why we say that he stepped on them. Because we just want to find the case. How could you have the garment of a chaver beneath the foot of a kuti? But you're right, not specific because of medras, because of touching. And the Achitani Hasim Masin is actually what we learned over there in the Mishnah. The kuti makes the bed that's beneath him like that which is above, what's called a yenishalzah. And that's why we said like a case of Mishka. But truth is, he does not have the halacha like a madras. We don't know that clearly that he has that halacha of madras, which would be that even like if you have 10 beddings beneath, it would be tummy. We don't see it as a status. Now, since it's like, don't ask. If so, then Ma'ot is not matam b'madras. It's mefikis amai. Loy muki la b'shloy tavel. So why don't we say to my even when he didn't table, which is more obvious, because the mission didn't say anything about tabling, and k'shesh tovachaitz is being nagla lebagid, and that there's something in between his foot and the garment, where it's not going to be the time because of maga, and you tell me medrash he anyways doesn't have, so from the fact that the more did not answer like that, you should say tamo it's is mitam with medrash, so he says no. Anyways, you have to say this to him where he tabled. So that it should be a svek sveka, like the Gemara is trying to say, but that's a svek sveka, with all those variables over there. If it didn't table, so mali boil bakar, mali boil barachik. Because then he didn't purify himself from his tumma, from the halacha boil nida. So therefore, there's only one suffix if his wife was a nida or not. So obviously, it has to be Tumah where he tabled, and therefore also, by the case of the Tumah Bama Arts, we explained where, when he stepped on the garment himself, because anyways, he would be tar. So it comes up until this point that Taisus tells us that this, that Bama Arts, Matam Medris, is only from the concern, really, from his wife having sat on it. And therefore, we don't have the concern, so then actually his Medris and what the Hesed of his would be tar, as long as he did not really actively touch it. Now Tais brings another approach in the Tumah Medras of Am Arts. So if I have the Moshe Mefantasia, Mefarash, he explains that this Am Arts is not Matam Hesed and Medras is Mishum the Am Arts in Matam Gizal. Because truth is, he does not contaminate like a Zav. And this that he contaminates with his Maga is Elurak Mitam Begadav. It's only because of his garments that Mishum Shunesa Medras, because he's carrying the Medras. In other words, Shu Lovish Begadav, he's wearing his garments that we said, that we're concerned for his wife, Nida, having sat on that. And therefore, it's only what he's touching and not the medrash, because himself, he's not like a zav. Rather, he's like carrying the medrash, which is only mitam b'maga. So therefore, the tzinodi shaloi, this that we say that his spring is going to be tame. How do you resolve that? So it says Mishum Shenoga, but it's simply because it touched his lips, but it's really coming from Maga. And it says because it is difficult. Because the Gemara says over there that Maisa Rekhan Gadol Shalach B'Shok, they went into the marketplace. Benitzet Tiner Shal Tzeduka B'Begadav, and the spring of the fountain of the Tzeduki sprayed on his garment of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Ishtay B'Chulu, and the Kohen Gadol came to his wife of the Tzeduki and asked her regarding her bloods, and to see if the husband was a Bel Nida, and then he would be Tami from the Tzina of the Tzeduki. In other words, a fellow he tamish for even was not tamish because of his wife. He himself was tamish because of his old sinner, and so that's what the Gemara's question. But if he's a much that it's only because of his wife, so I'd never to the contrary hold him. And that's why, because if he was like a boil nida, then the Kohen Gadol and his garments would be tamish because. Then it would be like he was carrying the rake of the Zav, because a Mayan is Kanida, and his rake is like the Mayans of the Zav, and whoever's carrying it is like carrying the Medras. And the E, Mishum Tanoi Dama Oretz, to the contrary, what the Gemara is asking, whoa, what do you need that? You have Tina Dama Oretz. But that, like we said, is only because of Maga, of the lips, and not because of Zav. So then Begad Lechuda didn't, only the garments would be Tami. And the body would not be Tami. So what's the Gemara asking? The tape of Mishum Tanoi Dama Oretz. That actually is less than what we're saying. Don't say the Mishum Gufay Lo Yachal Shrak Mishum Begadav. We weren't concerned about his body only because of his garments, and that's why he went to the wife of Amoritz to ask her. And if she's not tummy, then his garments would not become tummy. And that's the Gemara saying, oh, regarding the garments itself, you could have from the Tzina of Amoritz. I'll go to the contrary. Tumas Gufay Chamirlan. To the contrary, the tum of his body is more severe than the tum of his garments. So for sure, he should have asked regarding that too. But because additionally, what's difficult according to this Pshat Remeisha is that if you're saying the Amoritz is not tummy because of himself, then the chimukala b'kuti arim. The Gemara explains that regarding the kuti that was stepping on the clothing that we're talking about, where he was in the state of undress. So obviously it's talking about that he tabled, because if not, so then he still has the tumah b'yal nida. So what would help that he's undressed? So if he tabled, so why are you saying by the benefit of his tefillah that because of the tumah of Amoritz he already tabled? Who cares that he tell even if he didn't table? Even in the love noise and medrash, but now that he's not carrying the garments which were stepped on by his wife, that's a nido. Lahavel rishon is only a rishon. But in matame kli is amatame kli, because a kli cannot become tummy only unless there's amatama. So, if that's the case, that you right needs a tefillah because of bel nida, but the tefillah of amoritz he shouldn't need that. Vayit kashal mayri. Additionally, it's difficult to my teacher on this opinion. The time ahead to be deserted learns explicitly in the Braisa that Safik, if you find, if there's a doubt regarding vessels that were found in Rishos Amoritz, in the domain of Amoritz, Midrasa, Beseta, Vechatzitze, all these different things, Atar Lechul Mutam Letruma. But if you hold that through like Ramosha, there's no Tum of Amoritz because of himself, only because his wife sat in it, so then there's no problem in Medrash. So how could you say that the Truma is going to be Tummy? But like we're saying, there's nothing in Medrash. So it says Tezakocha Nir Lefarj Liver to the Rebbe. It would seem to explain, to answer all the questions that we said, whether for this that we see that there is medrash by Ma'aretz, and this that we see that there's no medrash by Ma'aretz, that you could say that the truth is that there is by Ma'aretz tumah because of himself. Like Rabbein Tamad said, and this way we say that we find that there's no tumah medrash, that's because you can't make a gzeir that the tzibur cannot withstand, and because who's going to transport barrels from place to place? And since that's the reason, you could say like this: Lagabi truma, which that's only for kahanim, that's very little. So there, you could say metame kol dabar kazav. Yeah, that he's metame all things like kazav, even with medrash and hesed. Avatar lechulim, but he's tar for chulim. But kahani dashkam with the metame. Therefore, all this case that we find out, it says metame mukmin betruma. He's saying it's tumah betruma, and therefore that answers all the questions. And mechig parach legitim. When the Gemara is asking gittin that you deposit truma by ma'aretz, and the Gemara asks, oh, but Leich Hashem at the seed Mishnah Nidah, we should be concerned that maybe his wife is in need to cause him to move. Avagam to Truma came also, although he took my Truma over there. And didn't we say that there even he has his own Truma? Yeah, but also particularly in Okibasa, we just picked somebody that's generic, where we always have the concern about his wife. But you're right, it would be a problem for himself too. But additionally, why are we talking about specifically the concern about maybe his wife sat in it? Is because the Chayshal Tumah Dereisim, because we wanted to say there's a biblical concern, which is a wife's Nida, but Loi L'Shal Tumah Derabon, not for Rabbinic Tumah, which is this halacha status of the Amoritz, making his own Tumah. And V'chikam B'chulim, when we say the Chulim of Lamahim Bey, Hashem Teir V'leim Ishtei Nida, that there we also said that maybe his wife's Nida is going to sit on it, and there's Tumah regarding Chulin, and you said, but Chulin, there's no concern of his wife, That's Mishum Inach Nekte. In other words, you're right, there's no Medrash Bechulin, and that's only because of the case of Chuma and Kachin that we said that I did. And so he says, V'ray L'dvarav, and the proof to the commentary of his teacher is Matzim B'Yushalmi. And Yushalmi, the Amar that says, Big Di Purushim Medrash Lechul Chuma. The garments of the Purushim is considered Medrash for those who eat Chuma. But in the Yushalmi asks, Glufish al Parush, Ma'u Shiasik is Avas L'Chuma. In other words, do we say that Metame also has it? Or only because we're concerned that maybe the wife sat on the garments. But you know that they're concerned. There would be tar from Edges and Hasid, and only his garments would be Tame. So Hasiv, so they responded, but remember we learned Tamanich Amor to Tech Basil Shum, someone leaves Amorz in his house to guard it. Kivin Churudayas and the Chlos of Hulu, once he comes in, he goes out, etc. And so. Yeah, Abu Mishkavis for Klichtevis, but regarding the bendings in the earth of a vessel, McCoffin, that is surrounded where technically has a seal, tar, and they can be tar. Now, Beitim, if you say that also Gufa Gezav is Truma, you made the body of the parish himself like Azav regarding Trumam, so Hafil McCoffin to men, and even the McCoffin should be to men because of the Hesed. On Amihude says, Tifta, you could explain that Baal Arts is little parish. In other words, the mission there is talking about the Baal Baisam Arts. And it's regarding the vessels regarding them is like a parish where he's tar by them, and regarding medrash and hesed bechulin, therefore the food items are tamed because the baal bais who's am aretz was mitamed them, but mishkabes and mishabes are tar because am aretz is not mitamed chulin with medrash and hesed, and therefore v'les ad klum. In other words, can't prove anything from here regarding your question. If the parish is mitam like a zav, we're going to measure some chum. That's what the Yishami says. So it says v'hashda now that you see loyme boy leil parish etzal chuma. It's only asking regarding a parish regarding chuma. Avalama arts etzal chuma. Pshit leil that it's going to make a tummy. And the reason is because that even by kelim the mekaf and some apostles can be tummy. Obviously because we said the difference between chuma and chulin, like his teacher had explained. Another proof that he brings that chulin is different from chuma regarding ama arts. Is because Amli Ramana. Ramana asks over there on the answer that was brought before that was talking about Dama Aretz regarding Chulin, that he says, Kamad on the Kayam, and whatever we know about that Mishnah, Bechuman the Kayam, Bechuman Chuma, Tedlacha Yishnah the Shekinu, that this is the case, because it's Nina. The Mishnah there at the end says that this old Toma, the Klicharis, Mashkavis, and Meshavis, that's Tar, that's only when you see the Balabai is going, when he sees them going in and out. But when he doesn't see, then I feel a move of covers, even if he was amputee and he was bound, I called him everything's gonna be tummy. Now, Khulami Utimim El Mishum Hesed, that obviously we're talking about that this is true because by Khulin, and now Martz is not with Tambah Hesed. And since it's safe to Matruma, obviously the ratio, and so therefore, so he says, well, I can't remember Bjergen, didn't Rabbi Yechon say, well, I had tzitzis. Which are the chatzitzes, v'leihasetis, and what causes the you don't say that the haris that were caused to move, and v'leirushus hayachid, which the suffix is going to be tamei, v'leirushus hamaaretz, which whatever is inside we consider as tamei, we don't say that it's al truma. Claim in other words, v'leishayach klavushus hamaaretz, it's al truma to say shemitam mehesed, and like when he actively caused it to move, like we said before, because this that we say that the kelim are going to be tummy medrash. That's even though he's kafas is because the place becomes a resource of ama arutz. As Yeshami says, the betruma we don't have the halacha that should become tummy medrash. And as Ramana continues his question, he says, well, masnid ama arutz myri and avo parish ain't betami medrash v'hasim. And therefore, so he says it's difficult to explain the words of the Mishnah b'taharis if he's saying it's tummy ama arutz. That's what Yeshami says. But there's a proof from there again that we see that Ma'aretz is Metame Truma with Hesed, and it just doesn't have the halacha of Rishus, but literally, if Medrash is done, then it would have that. Now, the Hikshul Hiri, but the Ri asked to the teacher of Tesis, and this day, that he says that there is a Tum of Hesed by Ma'aretz, Damashil Perkin Zakin says that in the Perkin Zakin Gidden, that some of Rezim Baral, that Ein Oisin Chalas Ma'aretz Petahar. In other words, Ma'aretz that tells the Chavar, separate Chalas from my dough. Make it in the state of Tara, we don't listen to. Why? Lefisha Karatima Oisa, because he already made a tummy. And if he's going to see him doing it, he's going to think the kind that he could eat it. Aval bad oisin isasa betabit. You can make the whole dough initially in the state of purity. But nitlam and you take from it the portion of challah. But minichah bekfisha but chusu, you put it into a container, which is differentiation. Kshabah amortz when the amortz comes, so nitlam shteni takes both them. Pein the chayshish, and then the chaver doesn't have to be concerned as you make a tummy. And lefisha kli makabel tuma, because the kli that he puts in is not makabel tuma. Now it says taisis. Now ba'mai. Now why are you not concerned? Kibin truma tama hesla truma. If you tell me that this hesed by truma, so it should make the chala tame, and hokam tama lechala with hesed, even if he's not touching it. So what does it help? They're putting in the clay's not makabel tuma. That's the same. Something you could say is the awesome over there. Kibin shle kor lishem adayin. He didn't call it yet chala. So haba like chulin the psichu b'chala. It's like chulin that has chala mixed in with it. The limit tam hesed. Nah, it's not matam hesed. The chemash lishem the dokad kidei chala. This sounds like the wording of kidei chala. The lech chala dam, but it's not chala yet. That's the maga, and not with masul loch parach the maga. That's what asking. Maybe it touched it, but therefore there we're not having the problem passive, although it normally would. So, see from Taisi two opinions by Tumas Tama Arts. Taisi in the name of Tam, Tama Arts and Matama only with touching and with a spittle, but Medrus is not Matama himself, and his garments are Medrus only because it's concerned his wife's time. And then we have the Ramesh Mifan Tavaisa that holds that Tama Arts himself, there's no Tuma. I mean, this is Matama Maga is because he's carrying the garments that his wife had sat on it, but according to the two interpretations, regarding Truma, they did make him totally for this, and he's going to be Tama even with Medrus.